a Kiplinger book, Money Smart Kids. Money really does grow on trees.
Dear Dr. Tightwad, my children want to buy everything they see. Do they think money grows on trees?
Actually, they think it pops out of bank machines. A tape about kids and money? That should be easy. After all, any parent knows that if you've got kids, you don't have any money. That's all the more reason for giving kids a grasp of the subject before it slips through their fingers and yours. But if you're like most parents, you've probably resorted at one time or another to flinging platitudes at your kids. Don't you know the value of a dollar? Well, of course they don't. When I was your age, the tooth fairy only brought a dime, for which, remember, you could buy 2 full-size candy bars, 10 chewing gum balls, or a single scoop ice cream cone with 3 cents to spare. With all the other demands on your time, teaching your kids about money has all the allure of cleaning out the basement. You know you should do it, but you just never get around to it. And time isn't the only factor. Money is one of the last great taboos. Nowadays, parents may find it easier to talk to their kids about sex and drugs than to tell them how much money they make. And to complicate things even further, money matters can't always be reduced to a common sense discussion. Within a family, parents can wield money as a weapon or flaunt it as a symbol of power or even use it as a stand-in for love. And looking at how you manage money can reveal things about your own personality that you'd rather not face. If you're an unreformed shopaholic, for example, you may feel understandably ambivalent about urging your teens to stay within a clothing budget. And so, like the basement, you leave it for another day. But kids, like time and tide, wait for no parent. And what you don't teach them, their peers and the media will. And what an education it will be, that clothes make the woman and sneakers the man, that video games and MTV are their birthright, that credit cards will satisfy every need and gratify every wish. They will learn, in short, that money really does grow on trees.